Unit 23. From Design to Product. This unit deals with product design, the role of R&D, research and development teams, the origins of granting patents, and JIT, just-in-time manufacturing. Elecom PLC's research and development R&D team, consisting of James Marshall and Michael Hurley, have been creative again. This time, they have designed a gadget, Wavebeat, which is about the size of a credit card. When attached to mobile phones, it eliminates the low-level microwaves that are produced. The invention is already patented, so Elecom can now approach manufacturers safe in the knowledge that the invention cannot be copied. Susan Challen is from a large manufacturing company and is considering their proposal.
This is the prototype for Wavebeat. We're convinced it will do exceptionally well. There's now very great concern over the health hazards of mobile phones.
It's very sleek. How does it attach to a phone?
It's quite simple. The strip on the back has both magnetic and adhesive properties, so it should stick to most makes of mobile phone and certainly everything in Elecom's product range.
How does it actually work?
It soaks up the waves and disables them.
Sounds clever. And it's light, too. I imagine you're thinking of producing quite a few of these. What figure do you have in mind?
Somewhere in the region of 1 million to start with. As you implied, the potential market is huge and we don't want to be caught short.
What about price range?
Obviously, that depends on production costs, but we expect them to retail at about £15 per item.
Mm-hmm. When do you anticipate launch date?
As soon as you can come up with the goods. How long do you think it might take?
Well, it looks similar in scale to the smart cards we produce, but it depends on the actual makeup. If the process is straightforward, we could turn it around in about 5 weeks.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Now, what about cost?
I can't give you a figure off the top of my head, but if you leave the details with me, I can get an estimate to you by tomorrow.
That's good. When do you think you could actually start production?
Hard to say. Perhaps by the middle of next week? We're finishing a big order on Friday, but it depends on how long it takes to set everything up for your product.